hanging over. But not until they've eaten all those confetti things you got from Whole Fleet Supermarket, which is a bit of a brand plug. That look like
other supermarkets are available, but that might not be a wise choice.
Exactly, because it's just down the road, and you've been able to pick up these sort of cheesy confetti. There's no cheese
involved at all.
No, you're wrong. No, I'm wrong. You're quite right. There's just loads of sugar, and that's why I can't speak properly. So without further ado, we're going to listen to some more stuff from Before the Fall.
Hello again, by the way.
There's a ghost in my house. The ghost of your memory. The ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be. Only shadows from the past I see. Time can't seem to erase the vision of your smiling face. Though you found something new,
that.
We've been dancing around the shed.
We have.
And battering beasts of wood and all sorts of stuff.
And we've been eating crisps.
Pure excitement.
Crisps made by Roddy Forsyth.
Yeah, he put lots of salt and not enough vinegar.
Not enough vinegar on them, I'm afraid.
So Roddy did a bad job.
No, he didn't do a good job there. Anyway, that's from the excellent Before the Fall compilation, compiled on Ace Records, acerecords.com, by the very clever and astute Mr. Daniel Mayer. So he's done a right good job there, and now we're going to listen to the Dirt Bombs, aren't we? Talking of covers.
Yeah, we're talking of covers. We're going to go from one that's
brilliant,
which The Fall did in a very, very bad way, to someone doing
Shy.
A Soul to Soul cover in a very, very bad way.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear more kind of Northern Soul-y things, then go and download the old Why Aren't You Listening Soul special that I did last year.
Yeah.
And if enough of you email me and tell me you want one again, I may do one, and if you don't email, I may do one anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
But, we'd now like to apologise for what the Dirt Bombs are about to do to Soul to Soul. But, here you go.
No more rainy days, the sun will chase the clouds away. Good life, good life. Good life, good life, good life, good life, good life. Good life. No more rainy days, the sun will chase the clouds away. Good life, good life. Good life, good life, good life, good life. In the good life, good life.
know you wanna go, it's a good line. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Don't wanna stand around and beg you, just don't say no. No, 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 no.
Absolute dog shit, but there
sound like they're wrestling with the tune, that one, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's not a bad album, though, actually, in its entirety.
No, to be fair, there's some decent stuff on there, but it's one of those albums that I actually think is pretty much pointless to review, because, in essence, it's a garage rock band doing some dance covers.
Exactly.
So, as much as cover versions are kind of okay, you either like them or you don't.
Or you don't.
Simple as that. But that'll give you a taster for whether you want to go any further. And if you are brave, then you could maybe try and struggle through the 21.5-minute version of Bug in the Bass Bin.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever heard the original, but judging by the cover on that, I don't think I want to. But no, to be fair, there's some decent stuff on
there. I don't like that one song on that. I didn't like the original anyway.
Well, I've grown to like the original over time, but that really does... paint it in a different light, shall we say.
It does. Hey, I'm a bit annoyed about it. It's on Sub Pop. Right. No, it isn't. It's on In the Red, isn't it?
In the Red Records. Sorry. Yeah, the Dirt Bombs. It's called Party Store, and I think we've given it enough.
Yeah, I'm just annoyed because I'm reading, right, normally Bert's hand-fried potato chips crisps made in Devon.
We always should have a complaint into
it. I am going to do it because normally it's fried by Richard, which is also my name, and it makes me feel happy that I like buying them. But some bugger called Roddy has now fried this packet of crisps. I'm not happy, and I'm convinced it's Roddy Forsyth who does Radio 5 Live Scotland's match reports.
Okay.
I just feel it is, and it's annoying me.
Well, that explains the amount of salt over vinegar.
It does, yeah. You know what I mean? Are you trying to say that vinegar is a Celtic thing and salt's a Rangers thing?
Well, no, just that's usually what happens when you get fish and chips in Scotland. You get lots more salt than salt vinegar.
Yeah, you're right. That's not wrong.
They like the salt up there. They do. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're right. Anyway, we're going to listen now to... we are. Yes.
Listen to something that isn't going to strangle a classic.
No, it isn't going to strangle a classic. This is from Moon Duo, their latest record called Mazes. An LP recorded in 2010, which means it was earlier this year it was released, but I didn't bother reviewing it. I wish I had. That's on souterraintransmissions.com. Now, I'm not going to spell that. I'm just going to give you the Moon Duo, which is a duo on the moon, .org. This is a song called Run Around, and it's very sort of... Shades on, 1969, bit of, you know, growly guitar, space rock, rocking stuff.
We're going to run around.
We'll be right back.
wouldn't be surprised, because we know that some of you strange people out there listen to this waffle of ours whilst you're driving a car, and I wouldn't be surprised if whilst you're listening to that,
someone's fallen asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, but also that they find them putting their foot to the accelerator and may well have caused themselves an accident. So if our if our listenership drops off by half
from
this to the next, then I wouldn't be surprised as to why. That was very, very good.
That is, very good. Great album. The whole album's like that a bit. Hey, James, this
This is an album that
difficult to get out.
I don't know a lot about, because it came in a blank cover with nothing about it on it. It's from a band called Impossible Hair, and it's called from the album Toast a Dozen on the Outside. And apart from that, I know absolutely nothing about
them. What's the song called? Do we know?
I don't know, because it came in a clear plastic wallet with no track listing.
Impossible
on it.
Toaster.
Impossible Hair. And the album, that's the band, Impossible Hair.
Alright. Toasted from the outside?
Toast a Dozen on the Outside.
Do you reckon that's what Roddy Forsyth's done to them crisps?
I think it was just like past the Duchy on the left hand side, like
musical
shortwave radio, and they didn't quite understand it properly. But I know absolutely nothing about what this track is or what it's called or anything like that, so figure it out for yourself.
Exactly.
It nearly
had me worrying about putting the CD in and pulling the CD out again, kind of thing. You know,
took you by surprise.
It did, yeah.
It's a jaunty little number, isn't it?
It's a jaunty little number. Yeah, I can't get it back in that plastic thing.
Yeah,
it's a bit tight, isn't it?
Its sleeve is a rather tight condom effect.
It is. It's disgraceful. Now, before we do,
we're gonna bugger all about them. But we like it.
Exactly. We're just gonna read you something that came to our attention recently. It's a lost. It's a sort of Lonely Souls thing. Looking for Waterloo. You are the girl with a gaunt red face, screaming with laughter after your friend had drunkenly fell over the leg of a bench. You've claimed to have urinated on yourself. Coffee?
Oh, God, that pissed myself.
On a bench.
Coffee? We'll be right back.
something's wrong.
Clangers noises at the end of that record. Good stuff, isn't it?
The ending's a bit much.
Bit much. That's one. Zone Van Snoke.
I feel a bit off kilter.
Oh, easy now. That's the Whiskey Max are kicking in.
No, I think that just kind of spun my
head back to about 1992.
Then the end bit kind of rev me back up to present day and I feel disoriented.
Exactly. That's off a record.
That's very enjoyable.
It is. The Nutty Tree, that is. Zone Van Snoke. Or Zoon Van Snook, if you want to take the English pronunciation of that. That's on Mush Recordings, and that song's called Pearl Saint Mess, and he's about, I think he's also on Inner City Grit recordings from Bristol, who sort of have a mix between Dutch and English artists, they have some sort of exchange deal or what have you, but I would really go and find that album. I think it's one of the most enjoyable sort of dance, kitchen sink dance records I've heard, for about 15, 16 years. Really, really good.
It's very nice. It's the type of thing you can work while many an hour away to whilst you're dusting or hoovering or doing the ironing and things.
Yes, indeed.
Make you feel like you're having quite a more exciting life than you are.
Than you actually have.
Yes.
Right.
Well, now we're going to move on to something called The Vinsky Project.
Yeah.
And it's from an album called Acquire the Taste. Uh-huh. It's a new thing from a friend of ours who... he wants the Subroutine Records, bro.
Shall we name him? On air, live on air. His name is Kunta Hefter, and he runs, along with his mate, Neek, Subroutine.nl, which is one of the great small labels in Holland. Basically, they put out stuff, and Kuhn's very interested in doing lots of things in the Balkans. And this is when I pass over the story to you back, James, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know much more about it than this is one of his Balkan projects, I think. But it's absolutely delightful. He gave it to me on the offhand. I ran into him at a tram stop in Amsterdam the other week, and he was worried about the state of his beard, which was quite unfortunate. Little did he realise he didn't actually have one. But it was a strange conversation, but he's a lovely lad, and we love the work that he does. This is a song called Mighty Jupiter, and it's...
What track number is it, James?
It's number one, you'll be getting
to know.
So it's nice and easy.
Yeah, I just press play.
Nice and easy, but it is monumental.
Okay.
Live by
to leave, 'cause it will find you between the sheets. The game has held the stakes. The wings of every guest that comes in, they lead. My arms into my chest. I would like to finally find the things that every person talks about. The peace, boys and morning cries, they
like a lot.
Very good.
It is, isn't it? Like, that is something
yeah,
else.
You can find more about that marvellous Vinsky project at, ooh, here's a surprise, www.vinskyproject.com.
.com.
V-I-N-S-K-Y project, all one word. And you can email them at info@vinskyproject.com.
If you want.
If you want to know how they make cheeseburgers or something.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you something. You might be at...
Do not
email them asking which is the narrowest ground in Britain, narrowest stand in Britain, because the efforts made by Derbyshire club Gresley Rovers to bring their ground up to the Beezer Homes League Premier Division standard is well documented, as we all know. The result is a fascinating ground of character, and surely the most cramped in England. Well, as a matter of fact, Gresley's ground stands are not the don't have the thinnest most narrow stands in England, because little did they know that Kent League Deal Town have a much narrower stand.
Which looks like a wardrobe.
It does. Whilst in the middle there is sufficient depth for four rows of bench seating, the stand tapers away at each end to barely 2 foot wide. There's a picture that also has the caption: Deal Town can also boast a quite bizarre set of floodlights. There are five wooden poles on each side, with the two bulbs, which is quite worrying, on each barely 20 feet off the ground. The piling pictures above them, sorry you can't see the picture, because basically it looks like a very thin, narrow wood thing with a thing above it.
I hope they're only just bare 40 watt bulbs.
Exactly, but the picture does show that the pylon is extended to its full height. Right, okay, then after that, we're going to listen to the Psychic Paramount, the intro stroke SP. This is one hot dang record, it really is.
Hot dang. that's one of those annoying songs that
tracks,
kind of
yeah.
fades into the next one. So
I know.
You hit that nasty abrupt edit.
Abrupt? What's abrupt like?
I don't know. Sorry. You just carry on.
I'm just sat here looking at this magazine called City Trash with our friend Richard.
Abrupt? No.
Abrupt. And he's written a piece. So, what? You know what? What about... You know, we sat here...
Abrupt? No.
Hey, lads, calm down. Focus.
Abrupt!
Abrupt.
Abrupt.
Abrupt. That's I won't read a magazine while I'm listening
abrupt
to a song.
Abrupt edit.
Abrupt edit.
That's
and
what I was trying to say.
I know, and that means it's going to be a lot of work when we... Oh, hey, maybe should we just leave in when we come to edit this piece? Because we sometimes have to edit them, you know. We should just leave that message.
Little did you realise.
No, I know. Disgusting, isn't it?
But we are professional in some unprofessional way.
No, we're not. We're just shit.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know that. We can't lie. Well,
we can't lie,
but we know you won't believe it.
You won't believe it.
What we're going to finish
right,
this
we're going to finish part two whilst I go and splash some water on my face. And
yeah. Oh, no.
But you know what happened? The sun came
whiskey
out.
Back! Oh, when you're coming back. Where's my raccoon? Running for Scythe, don't know where or when. Put some more vinegar on your chips and less salt on the top. Ruddy for Scythe. Right, anyway, what are you going to play
we
now?
We obviously need help.
You do.
Right, this is something from a band called Routines, who I have great hopes for. They're on NR1 Records, and they are really putting out some decent stuff.
Yeah.
Proper good brash UK indie stuff. You know, girls in stripy t-shirts and men in NHS
stripy.
Specs and things.
Yeah.
But yeah, the four members of Routines. No, sorry.
Are they more
the
than
the calls? We can't dance. See, oh God, I really.
What are you doing
that? I really need to stop and start again.
I know you do.
All right, we're about to listen. Burgle, 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 burgle.
Yorkshire Barnsley. Anyway, where were you?
Barnsley.
Routines, this new band
right.
I heard about.
No, we can't dance. The band are called We Can't Dance.
Right, this band's called
The band are called We Can't Dance. The EP is called Routines.
Right,
I think they're going to be very good. If I ever could figure out who the bloody hell they were. But anyway, the four members are called Ash, Josie, Harry and Tom, which makes them sound like they're children's TV presenters.
Whiskey Mac, when are you coming back? Which track are we going to play,
we're going to play
James?
Number two.
Yeah, well, come on, that means nothing to anyone, does it?
Well, because you have to press put it on. If I said, just play the title, you wouldn't know what number, would you?
No.
So we're going to have a domestic now.
We're going to go now.
Have a moment.
Have a moment. Right, go on. What's the song called, please, James? If you don't mind, so I can write it down.
The song's called Thistles.
Thistles?
No.
What's it
called? Oh, God, help me.
What's it called, Thistles?
No, the song is called Vessels.
Right, okay.
All right. We're going for a break now.
Ship sailed but never returned. So
wrong, but nothing survives this. Time is for my life.